More than 30 Jewish, Muslim, and Christian teenagers came together on the New Haven Green Tuesday to paint a 48-foot sign welcoming refugees. Connecticut Public Radio's Lori Mack has more.
The teens are part of the Jerusalem Peace Builders, an interfaith organization that promotes peace across religions, cultures, and nationalities. The goal for this project is to create a visual message of tolerance and respect. The teens work side by side with local residents and city officials, painting, socializing, and listening to music. But they each have a clear and somewhat unique vision of what the billboard represents. 16-year-old Malak is an American Muslim from Jerusalem.
It's really important to make other people feel included and let people know that New Haven and America is like about including. This is like what America is built upon, like refugees upon refugees. So like us not accepting them is like just going against like our principles and what built this country.
The billboard design was inspired by a photograph taken by the New York Times Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist Tyler Hicks of a young Turkish boy arriving on the Greek island of Lesbos in 2015. For 15-year-old Eliran from Israel, the welcoming sign is personal. His parents are Moroccan Jews who were forced to migrate to Israel.
I just want to help, especially kids. Kids, I have a special place in my heart, but I want to help refugees to find a warm house everywhere, and I think the U.S. is a good start. If we can be friends here, we can be friends in Israel and Palestine. So this is our example for the whole world that we can live together.
The billboard will be displayed along I-95 southbound in West Haven. Lori Mack, Connecticut Public Radio.